Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the big topic of, are you sliding or are you deciding? I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. All right, so I'm really excited to share today's episode with you because I got this idea for this episode from a book that I read recently called How to Not Die Alone by Logan Urey. Now, this is a really good book because Logan has used a very wide array of behavioral scientific studies to really analyze relationships. And so that's what the book is all about. And as you all know, I love looking for inspiration and content across other industries. So as I was reading one chapter of her book all about today's topic, I thought to myself, holy cow, this is so relevant to every single one of us as entrepreneurs. And this is a topic that she calls deciding or sliding, and I'm going to share it with you. But first things first, she really talks about this concept within the context of a study that behavioral scientists Amar Chima and Dilip Soman did. I don't know when the study was, but it was a really fascinating study. And Logan actually does, I think one of Logan's strengths in this book, you can really tell, is she does a really good job of quickly analyzing and coming up with great outcomes and great conclusions from behavioral scientific studies and really boiling it down to real life. So I'm actually going to read an excerpt from Logan's book, How to Die Alone, that explains what they found in this study. So here is the excerpt that I'm going to read to you. In this study, they gave each participant a package of 20 cookies to snack on while completing a series of tasks. They packaged the cookies in three different ways, all 20 stacked in one column, divided up into smaller sections with white waxed paper, or divided up with pieces of colored waxed paper. The tasks themselves in this study did not matter. What researchers really cared about was whether the packaging affected how many cookies the participants ate and how quickly they ate them. They found that the participants whose cookies were separated by color paper ate fewer cookies and took longer to consume them. That's because the colored waxed paper creates more obvious decision points, which are chances to shift their brains from unconscious thinking, or in this case, snacking, to deliberate decision making. The stack of cookies offered no decision point, and the white wax paper was easy to ignore, but the colored paper jolted the cookie eaters out of their mindless snacking and forced them to consider, should I keep eating these cookies? All areas of life present decision points, not just eating cookies or popcorn. Relationships in particular are full of decision points. Many of them stress us out and keep us up at night, but I see decision points as gifts, opportunities to pause, take a breath, and reflect on what we're doing. We can take inventory of our lives and strategize about our next move. This allows us to make better, more thoughtful decisions. So that's the excerpt that I wanted to read to you from Logan's book, How to Not Die Alone. And hopefully while I was reading that, you really picked up on that concept of decision points. Think about it. I always joke that most packaging of food is a serving size of one. How easy is it to pick up a bag of Cheez-Its or a bag of Oreos? And regardless of how many serving sizes they say is in that packaging, we eat them all. You just kind of keep going. You keep putting your hand in that bag and eating until they're all gone. It's because of this concept right here that Logan so succinctly summarized in her book when it comes to this behavioral study, is that there are no decision points. We will keep going until the first decision point, which is an empty bag. And then we say, oh man, they're all gone. That decision point triggers us to say, what the heck am I doing? Oh my gosh, why did I eat that entire bag of Oreos? And so The reason why I like this study so much is because you can see the power of those decision points. The participants who were eating cookies, every single participant had the same 20 cookies. They were literally just decision points or not decision points within that process. And for us as entrepreneurs, the real takeaway that I want you to see from this is how powerful decision points can be in our day-to-day lives, our day-to-day workflows, the way that we work on our business. It's all about being intentional. Because if you don't decide, then it's so easy to slide until that bag of Oreos is empty. And my beef with that, and the reason why I think it's so important for this week's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, is because as entrepreneurs, there's a million ways that we can easily slide into things. And if you keep sliding, rather than deciding, you are not making those intentional decisions, then a year from now, you're going to look back and say, oh my gosh, all I've done this year is eaten a whole bag of cookies. I didn't actually make any forward progress on my business. And I'll give you some examples of ways that we as entrepreneurs have a tendency to slide rather than to decide. So for example, if you sit down and you say, you know what? Okay, maybe I'm going to speak. I'm just going to pretend every single one of you has a 9-to-5 job. So let's say you get home from work and you want to eat dinner and then you just want to hang out for a little bit. And then you say to yourself, all right, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to work on my business. But what's the first thing that you do? You open up your email inbox. Then you start going through your email inbox and you see this one email that talks about this really cool tool that you should check out. So you start checking out that tool. You see another email that says, hey, here's the three things that your website must be doing for you or your homepage must have. And then you start saying, oh man, my website's not doing any of those things. I should probably take a look at my homepage. And then you go onto Facebook. And as you're scrolling through Facebook, you see a Facebook ad that says, here's the three tips to maximizing the use of Facebook ads in your business. And then you start studying Facebook ads and you start tweaking or creating ad campaigns. And then you hop into Canva and you start creating ad graphics. You can see that you are just sliding. You are being reactionary to all of these other external factors that are influencing what you're working on, rather than having decision points built in, rather than deciding to say, okay, what is important right now? What will actually move me forward? It's all about being proactive versus reactive. This is the exact reason. This concept of deciding and not sliding is the exact reason why, I don't know, I think probably 6 years ago, I turned notifications off on my phone for emails. I do not get notified for new emails. I only see my email inbox when I open my email inbox. And that is quite rare, to be quite frank with you. So I do get back to every single email that all of you wonderful podcast listeners send to me. But the reality is it's definitely on my schedule and it's very intentional because I don't want to be reactive in my business. So usually about once a day. There's literally only one time period a day where I'm in my email inbox, actively reading it, replying to things, clearing things out. So that's one way that I have found to stop sliding. Now, one other concept that I was recently introduced to, actually a friend of mine sent me an amazing podcast episode. It was related to this book. And so the podcast episode was also about relationships and about dating. And one of the concepts that I really liked that the couple talked about in that podcast episode was they talked about Sunday coffee dates. And so this particular couple who did this podcast episode, they revealed that every single Sunday, they have a coffee shop date together. They literally, just the two of them, without their phones, without their computers, they go to the coffee shop and they have 7 questions that they go over together every single week as a couple. And those 7 questions give them the chance to intentionally decide on the health of their relationship, on what direction they want their relationship to go, all of these things. And so for you and I as entrepreneurs, you might be thinking, Brian, who the heck am I supposed to go on coffee dates with? If you've got a business partner, go on coffee dates with them. If you don't have a business partner, go on a coffee date with yourself, armed with no technology, just a piece of paper, and take inventory. Use that time to decide, not slide. Use that time to be intentional. Use that time to take that 30,000-foot view of your business and say, okay, regardless of all the crazy things that put me off track in my email inbox and every time I log on to social media, regardless of all these other things that distract me, what is important? What do I need to focus on? I want to take this time to decide. So this coffee date idea that I'm sharing with you, this is an example of a decision point. Will you get off track between decision points? Will you eat a few cookies without realizing it? Yes. And that's why it's particularly important to build decision points into your day, into your week, into your month, and I very strongly think into your quarter. And this is why I always talk about, you know, using the seasons to your advantage. Seasons are great. Look at how introspective we all are on December 31st of every year, January 1st. We all come up with these New Year's resolutions. That's a decision point for us. The calendar flipping is a natural decision point for us. So my real proposal to you in this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode is to build decision points into your more frequent workflows, even if that means daily. I'll give you another really tangible tip. This episode is kind of bordering on Mindset and Motivation Monday and Strategy Wednesday, but I hope you're getting a lot from it. So one other productivity tip that I really love is the Pomodoro technique, which basically it's an app. You could just go to the App Store and just search for Pomodoro technique or Pomodoro productivity or Pomodoro timer. And basically what the Pomodoro technique says is that just work for 20 minutes. You set the timer, you have one single focus, one single goal, one single project for that 20 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever blocks you want to do it in. And then you hit go and that's all you do for those 20 or 30 minutes. That's it. And at the end of those 20 or 30 minutes, that's a decision point. Take inventory. I think after reading Logan's book, it's those two words that really stuck out to me. Obviously, being intentional is really embedded deep within this concept that I'm sharing with you today, but taking inventory, I think that's such an important thing that we need to do as entrepreneurs, and I don't think we naturally do that. Why? Because we have so many things that we are responsible for. We have so many things that we need to do, and that's why it is so easy to slide. But what happens when you slide is your week, your month, your quarter, your year will pass you by. So that's what today's episode is all about. It's all about asking you, how can you build these decision points into your day, into your week, into your month, into your quarter, into your year? What are those decision points? A great weekly decision point could be that Sunday coffee date with yourself. Take inventory of your business. Another great way could be, you know, before you go to bed, just with a notebook, take inventory. Or maybe you're a morning person. In the morning, go sit somewhere outside, go sit on an awesome bench and take inventory. Whatever it is, whatever works for you, this is my proposal to you. This is my suggestion to you. I hope that it really opens your eyes into this concept of deciding and not sliding. And also, I'm just going to throw one more thing in there, actually. One other challenge I'd love to issue you this week is, if you do like this concept, maybe don't do it for a week. This might be the first episode in over 450 episodes where I'm telling you, do not take this and take action from it. Because instead, what I propose you do is for 1 week, just jot down all of the times that you find yourself sliding. Jot down all of the times and reasons that you find yourself not doing what you set out to do. Is it that your email inbox threw you off course? Your social media timeline? Someone texting you? Someone calling you? Facebook Messenger? Whatever it is that's causing you to slide, take inventory of those things, because then the following week, when you start looking at building decision points into your normal workflow, then you'll be armed with even better data and even more insights into your normal behavior. So that's it for me today. Super important to start deciding and stop sliding. Hopefully you got at least one takeaway from this episode. If it is those coffee shop dates and you are anywhere near where the heck I am geographically, I know I'm constantly on the move. I just got back from Kansas City, Missouri, but I am now back in Tampa, Florida. So if you want to go on a coffee shop date with me and you want to talk business and you want to talk life, you want to talk all these things, drop me an email. My email address is hello@imetbrian.com. Now that you met me on the podcast, hello@imetbrian.com. Otherwise, I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.